we left Taglios, but plain water and jerky were a step beyond bad.
Rudy, you got work to do?
Yes, Captain.
Let me see you doing it.
Croker turned around, leaned close to Lady again, stared through the stands of pillars. I was willing to bet he was trying to face down his doubts. Right out there might be the culmination of many hellish years that had begun by what I suspect sometimes might have been the momentary whim of a man who'd had no idea what to do next and who had big trouble changing his mind in public. I began to prowl the perimeter of the camping circle. Wherever I looked, the view was the same, with an overcast sky that was disorienting.
Standard Bearer, you all right?
Sindawe, I'm sorry. I guess I'm more distracted than I thought. I never noticed you coming.
The place has that effect, doesn't it?
I got the impression he would have been ghostly pale had he been capable.
There's something I thought you should see.
All right. I followed him through the press of animals and men, all trying to set up camp without pushing one another out of the circle or damaging the road.
There, Sindawe told me,
indicating the road where it left the circle on the southern side, a fact I determined only because I could see parts of the huge structure down that way.
A hole?
That was all I saw. A hole in the road. 2 inches across and 1 foot deep. Maybe more. The light wasn't good enough to betray its bottom.
Yes, a hole.
It may be a huge leap of faith, or just my imagination, but it strikes me that it would be a perfect place to set the standard.
Sure does.
Had I been past this point before? Had there been a hole? I couldn't recall. The opportunity to put the damned pole down for a while sure was attractive, though, and grew more so as I stared. I dropped the butt of the standard into the hole. It went in 1.5 feet.
That's good, I muttered.
Perfect place for it, too. Assuming the old man don't have some notion of his own. I stretched. I hadn't lugged the standard all day, but I'd carried it more than anybody else. Sindawe grunted. He sounded nervous. I felt it too. Another earth tremor. Hope it's not building up to a big one. I looked down at the base of the lance. The road had hold of it solidly, but when I put it in there, there had been 1/2 inch to spare. I tried to pull it out. No go. It wasn't vibrating anymore. Shit. Sindawe tried to pull it out. He stopped before he got a hernia.
No problem, I grouched. If I have to, I'll just cut it off.
Tomorrow. I checked the old man and his woman. They still stood shoulder to shoulder, staring southward, now only exchanging the rare word or two. Even with their helmets off, they looked pretty spooky. Tide materialized to tell me he had our camp set and food prepared. His expression was so bland, I knew that he was angry. Here I was out gallivanting around, having a good time, while he was home working his fingers to the bone. I wish you'd grow tits and lose the sausage. We're going to be married. Another feeble tremor stirred the stone beneath us. I murmured, and the earth shakes when they walk.
What?
Tide asked.
Something from a story I heard when I was a kid. About ancient gods called